Hello, this is Chuck Solomon, and welcome to the Candidate Experience Podcast, where we focus on the job candidate journey from apply to onboard and the space in between. Let's get started. You care about the candidate experience. But have you ever wondered exactly how to bring your company to that next level and offer a world-class experience to your candidates? It's not easy. Fortunately, Candidate.fyi can help. Their solution guides candidates through your hiring journey, enhancing transparency and communication at every touch point. You'll also gain valuable insights on what's working and what's not with your hiring process. Best of all, it integrates directly with your ATS. Head on over to candidate.fyi and see how to transform your company's candidate experience today. Welcome to the Second Chances episode, where Jamie Almond with the nonprofit Step Up is my special guest. Listen to the insights he shares on what companies can do to offer second chances to individuals that might have experienced homelessness, substance abuse, or legal issues and are trying to re-enter the workforce. If you like what you're hearing on this podcast, please subscribe and do tell others. Want to comment, discuss, provide feedback, please send me a note via LinkedIn or via the contact form on our website, thecx.xyz. I thank you for listening, and here's my interview. Hey, Jamie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Chuck. Thank you so much for spending time with me today.
No, thank you. Thank you. Please tell listeners about your organization and what you do for them.
So Step Up Durham, we are a nonprofit course in Durham, and we work and serve the unemployed, the unserved, underserved individuals who have barriers to employment. And those barriers, Chuck, could be a criminal background. It could be someone is homeless, someone is in recovery, and they've just been away from employment for a while. So our nonprofit, we have an employment readiness training program, which is step one. Step two, after they get that job, and they're working 28 hours plus, it's about financial education, really working, helping them and their family. And then soon to come will be a step three next year. Yeah.
Gotcha. Good stuff there. What are some of the typical challenges that your participants, do you call them participants or students? I'm not sure what you call them.
Participants.
What are the typical challenges that your participants face in their job search?
Number one, because since 2015, since Step Up Durham opened its doors, 55% of the individuals out of 647 that we've served has a criminal background. So first and foremost, like that's one of the main issues. And then right behind that at 53% is being homeless. So those two barriers are tremendous, you know, and you know, coming out of prison or jail and you have a misdemeanor or felony and, you know, you got to check that box. And it's not only just checking the box. It is how or when do I bring this up in a conversation if I'm happening to get an or if I'm lucky enough to get an interview with this employer, how do I talk about that in my interview? Best practices to do that for them to see me sitting here face to face, eye to eye, to know that I'm worthy to you know, obtain livable wage employment. And sure. Then, yeah, it's just really like Step Up Durham, you know, Step Ups in general, it's about support. It's about relationships, you know, and people, they come, they're motivated. They're ready. They just need support and they need someone to advocate for them. And that's why we're here.
Right. So we're talking about Durham, North Carolina, the Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill area of North Carolina. But I saw a statistic that in the U.S. in total, each year, between 500,000 and 600,000, so in excess of 500,000 individuals have served their sentences, served their time, and they're returning back to their community. So this isn't just an issue here in Durham. It's an issue across the country.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, well, I agree 100%.
Are there other organizations like yours across the country or some association that you all are involved in to sort of, or I'm hoping there's others, because I think you guys are doing great work. I hope there's others out there as well.
There's four Step Ups in North Carolina. There's Step Up Durham, and then there is Step Up Ministry, which is in Raleigh. There is Step Up Greensboro, and there's Step Up Wilmington. And then we're partnering this work together, moving forward, and just really trying to make a difference in the community. Because for us, like, it's just really important to make the impact, not only for that person, Chuck, but it's generational. So we're thinking about the person and then their kids behind them.
Gotcha. How do hiring managers and companies themselves benefit from hiring your participants?
I love that. That's probably my favorite question you were going to ask me. And here's the reason why. So when anyone, whether they have a criminal background or not, whatever the scenario may be, when they come through our 28-hour, employment readiness training program, we are pre-screening those individuals. So we know every information about them, and they are coming, they are prompt, they are on time, they are doing everything that we are asking them to do. We are not giving them $1 to come. They're coming because they are motivated. They want to learn best practices, how to be the best employee on the job. What do I need to do to get this job? And how do I keep the job once I'm on the job? So once that person comes through our 20-hour training program, then we have conversations with employers and we share that with them. And for me, Chuck, it's just really important that employers know that. Because when it comes to thinking of removing all barriers for that person to gain employment, not thinking of that this person has a background or they're homeless, thinking of that this person is the best candidate for the job.
Good stuff there. Yeah, I think some of the things that you mentioned there are exactly what a lot of employers are looking for. They're looking for someone that's going to show up and be motivated and try to do the best job possible. And it's just to be clear, your participants, they're not paid to show up. They're volunteering their time to show up. So they're motivated in that sense.
Oh, 100%. They're ready. And that's the thing. And one other thing to add to that, Chuck, is not only are they showing up, but it's, their attitude. Because, you want a very personal employee. You want someone who's happy to come to work and energized and ready to be there. And they are ready to prove that they are the person that's aligned with the company.
Right. Are there any other misconceptions that exist or myths that exist? And you can set the record straight on these myths?
Yeah, I think some of the misconceptions, comes with, if I hire someone with a criminal background, that's going to come with issues of, so if I hire this person who may have whatever the past conviction may have been, are they bringing that with them to the job? Are they going to talk about that day in and day out on the job? Is this weight that they're bringing with them? It's just the same thing that a mother has to think of, and fathers too, after they have a child. Employers are concerned to some degree when they come back into the workplace after having a baby. Well, their child's in daycare. Well, how much time will they be out of work with that young baby being sick? Well, with this person who has a background or is homeless, are they going to show up every day to work? And you better believe they are. because again, we pre-screen them, they're ready, they're motivated. And that's not something that employers need to worry about because they're wanting to take care of themselves and their family.
Is there any sort of support that sort of comes like, you know, one of your participants goes to your program, you help them get a job, like, is that it? Like, are they done? Like, you never hear from them again? Or what happens, like, to you, I guess, to your alumni?
So I'm glad that you asked that. So the relationship, it never ends. So from day one, when a participant decides that they want to go through the 28-hour employment readiness training program, after they graduate successfully that week, they are assigned to an employment specialist. That employment specialist is working with that person one-on-one to obtain the job that they want, not one that we assign for them. And so as of last year, due to COVID, it took around, I think it was 44 to 49 days for someone to obtain employment. The average wage was around $14 an hour, which is great. But then once they get the job, they want to move to step two. And they continue that relationship. Once they move to step two, even though they have their employment specialist, now they have a co-partner, which is a volunteer that works alongside them for support, you know, conversations they may have, issues, maybe it's something with the job, maybe it's they want to get their a degree and they're working with that person one-on-one more in depth than the employment specialist could with the time that they have with their caseload trying
sure.
to. Yep.
Awesome.
It's ongoing. It's like, it's a big family, man. Like we're all very passionate about the work.
Right. Well, I can tell from your energy and how you talk about it, so that you have a good commitment. And I've talked to I talked to your boss, and she's very committed as well, and the whole team. So I think my local community is lucky to have you all. So and obviously your participants are lucky that you're around as well to sort of help them and give them a step up into going back into being productive members of our community. So if a company was interested in providing a welcoming environment and a good candidate a good positive candidate experience to your participants, or if they're thinking about hiring someone that has, you know, some of the same issues that you serve, but they're in, you know, some other area, like how can they get started? Obviously they'd call you if they're locally here, but people are listening through this throughout the US and even internationally, like how could they get started?
The best thing to do is, you know, do research on missions and organizations that are doing similar work. But if they, you know, want to connect with me, of course, I'm going to tell you jamie@stepupdurham.org, you know, and check out stepupdurham.org on our website. But you can connect through me. We can have conversations and best practices how to do that, because there's organizations all throughout America who is, you know, doing this work. And it's so vital right now during this time, especially with the way that things are going on in society, different communities across the nation. And, you know, families are struggling, and it's just really vital and it's really important that, you know, people are heard and people are seen who are, it's just, it sounds so simple, but it's just as simple as I need a job. I need a chance. Hear me, see me, so I can do the best that I can for myself and my family and still represent your company and organization well.
Good stuff here. I think what I hear you really saying is like an organization such as yours or in, you know, someone's own community is really like an ally. I mean, they're an ally to the company that might have jobs that they're trying to fill. It's also an ally to the, you know, their participants as well. So good stuff there. Anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
You know, to anyone who is, you know, listening to this podcast, you know, and not really knowing, you know, or understanding the importance of hiring individuals, you know, whether it's with a criminal background or homeless or in recovery, just, you know, and if you're, you know, kind of, I'm not really sure if this is something I want to be a part of or hiring in, just knowing like this is a huge, you know, honor to be a part of this work, because it's very impactful, not only for that person, but it's impacting myself. It would impact you. And it just makes a difference when it comes to, you know, unemployment, poverty. You know, you're making a difference for generations to come. It's not just in the moment. You are changing a life tremendously, and families across the spectrum.
Yeah, I agree. I think there are a lot of companies out there that are, they're clamoring for people to come work there. I mean, even before the pandemic, during the pandemic, and probably after the pandemic as well, that these companies haven't considered maybe, you know, being a supportive employer and finding an ally like the Step Up organization in their local community. But this might be a solution to a lot of employers in trying to fill their openings and doing good at the same time. It's not just, you know, giving someone a job, and to your point about this is impacting families now and into the future. Would you say that companies that have a philanthropic bent are more sort of open to having your participants?
They are, but there's right. a lot. But the thing of it is, just knowing, like, for those who are listening, who has a voice, whether it's in human resources or can actually create that change, like in policies and procedures, like use your voice. If that's something that you're really willing to do for the community, like you can make that happen. So, yeah.
Right. Well, great. Jamie, if people wanted to get a hold of you or your organization, I think you mentioned your email address previously. And you know, but what is Step Up's website?
So it's stepupdurham.org. And there you can see the mission, about who we are, our vision, our values, the work that we're doing, the percentages, the data, who we're reaching, who we collaborate with in the community to do this work. We couldn't do this work without our partnering organizations and or our volunteers and staff. Our donors have been fantastic. And you can email me, Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at stepupdurham.org. I would love to hear from anyone, like any kind of questions that you have about the work, the organization, or if you're looking to hire volunteer. Yeah, so that's the best ways to get involved or get connected with Step Up Durham's work.
In the episode notes for this episode, I'll also include your website and such, so people can look that up themselves and have a reference to that. So, Jamie, cool. Jamie, thanks for your time today.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Candidate Experience Podcast. You can reach out to us via our website, thecx.xyz. That's thecx.xyz.